what do you call that thing that potatoes are shipped in? That sack or bag that potatoes are shipped in? What do you call that?
Whole sack.
Okay. All right. That's different from a flour sack, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. How's it different?
Well, it's an old brown, some call it croaker sack, and it's more like this stuff.
Kind of loose weaves
and
stuff.
Uh-huh.
What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Oh, you'd say a bushel.
Okay. You might say that wagon didn't have a full load, it just had a...
half a load.
Okay. Is that the same as a jag?
Yeah. You know, there's no such a thing. That's just slang.
What, jag is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, does jag mean half load, or?
Oh, it just means a little dab.
Oh,
I'm just had a jag, a little jag of stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay, or if you're going to use two words, you'd say a new...
light bulb.
Okay. If you carry out washing to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
basket.
Okay.
Clothing basket.
What do nails come in, usually? What do nails come in, usually?
Well, they come in different things. They'll come in a paper bag. Nails.
Uh-huh. Yeah, What if you get a whole bunch?
Well... I don't know. I guess they'd come in a big sack.
Okay.
He was connected down at Baylor some way. He went to Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that he told him, he said, now, if you want to know anything about McClellan County, you go see Ms. Terrell.
You may have more than one person showing up down here to talk to you.
I said, now, listen, he better make tracks right back down there.
You threaten her.
Yeah.
Well, how is he connected with Baylor, do you?
I don't have no idea. Not much. Uh-huh. But he just knew somebody down there that went to some kind of reading club or some study club that he goes to. I don't know what. But he's always bringing me a whole mess of stuff.
Is that right?
To read.
Uh-huh. This is just a friend? Is that just a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see where it was here.
I didn't put on hose. Well, I had on hose. Yesterday, I went to the store.
Uh-huh.
I don't go anywhere without hose.
Uh-huh.
So I put on hose, and when I came back, well, of course, I didn't take them off.
Uh-huh.
I never do.
Well, that's one thing I like about wearing pants is I don't have to wear hose. I just hate to wear hose. Mm-hmm. Oh, hate them. Because I can't wear them 10 minutes without getting the runner. You know, some people can wear a pair of hose for weeks and they'll be fine, but not me.
Well, now you see, I have that crippled foot, and I wear a little ace bandage nearly all the time.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
What did you do to it?
Well, I just fell and broke it, and all the bones came out, and I had gangrene.
Oh.
I was in the hospital and on crutches for over 2 years. And I've been crippled for 26. So, you see, it's began to swell.
Mm-hmm, I see that.
And by night, it'll just be yay high. And then I can't hardly walk, and it's I can move it that way a little.
Yeah.
But up and down,
Yeah, I see.
And, but anyway, I put on my hose with that ace bandage on. I can't walk much without it.
Uh-huh.
And I can't pull up my hose or keep them straight, save my life without snagging them.
Yeah.
On those little old pins.
Uh-huh.
I'll come with you, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just can't do a thing.
Those little metal gizmos. Maybe you should look for one where they're plastic. I think I've seen them with plastic things and ace bandage.
Well, mine's metal.
Uh-huh.